You cut, just call it the front?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, it's not covered or anything.
No.
Okay. So, and then what? This room you say you call the
living room.
And that room there.
Dining room. Right. And the kitchen and the dinette. And the next room is a dinette. And then over to this side is my bedroom. There's no hallway though. You see, it all comes together.
Right here?
Yeah. There's no hallway.
Oh,
see,
oh,
you go
sorry.
Right straight down from the dining room into the kitchen.
Right.
And from the living room into the dining room, see?
Right, but there's a hallway in front of the bath there.
Yes, there's a hallway in front of the bath, uh-huh.
And what do you call this bedroom here?
This is just a bedroom.
Do you call anything like...
No.
Like the front bedroom or the guest bedroom? You
know? Guest bedroom. Mm-hmm.
What about this room out here?
Well, that was a porch originally. It's been enclosed. And I use it for my office now. For all my work, I have my files and things in there.
Do you still call it the porch or do you call it your office?
Well, just say enclosed porch is what I'd say. Because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And see, upstairs now. I've got a stairs. I'll take you up there.
Oh, I didn't realize you had.
I have a stairs coming out as you come in the back door. So
right.
Did you show the back door there?
That would be...
Right by the dinette.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the back door, there's a door there. There's
yeah, well, that goes upstairs.
Oh, that goes
see,
upstairs.
That's the apartment I have up there.
Oh.
It has a living room and a bedroom. And it's very nicely arranged, but I don't have any water, and I have electric heat. And the tourists usually rent it, like it very much. When I rent to them, there's one coming in to take the bedroom. They have the whole run of the house. I'm gone all day. They have kitchen privileges, you know.
I bet they do like that.
And I had a Canadian couple who stayed up there 4 years. And they just loved it so much. They were lovely people. I've been very fortunate. And most all have been farmers and just salt-of-the-earth people. No smoking, no drinkers, you know. And they're very respectful. And these Canadian couple died within the last year.
Oh.
And so I made no effort to take anybody in up there this year. But there is a couple coming into this bedroom from Illinois most any time this week. But see, this is your native cactus, you see.
That's beautiful.
The what they call the Spanish dagger. It has those big, beautiful white flowers.
Is that what you called it as a child? A Spanish dagger,
huh? I wish you could go down to the Atascosa area, which is a bird sanctuary on north of San Benito. And right now, these things are along the edge of the resaca there, and they've cleared out the underbrush. And you get over a certain side, and there's a hill, and it looks just like a bunch of snowballs all the way up. It's the most beautiful sight you ever saw.
I'd like to say, I might go down there. I'll be going to the
It's college. Just gorgeous. All right, you go on to San Benito, and you get on a road that goes by. You don't stay on the freeway. Well, you stay on the freeway, and you come to Washington Street, and there's a railroad track there. You'll see an old railroad track, and it'll tell you Atascosa Wildlife, and you turn and go that way, and it'll direct you all the way. You'll go through probably Los Fresnos and through there, but they'll direct you all the way. It's Atascosa Wildlife Refuge is what it's called, and it's just beautiful in there. Just to see the scenery is worth it, you know.
I'll ride down there then.
You ought to do that, because it's worth it, really.
Did you have one of those? In your house you lived in as a child?
What?
That area there behind the chair.
You mean that
the
gas?
Fireplace. The fireplace.
Well, we had fireplaces. Now, every room in this home had a fireplace in the corner so that the flue would serve both rooms.